to another episode of Drinks and Driveways. I'm your host, Andrew. You can call me Uncle Andy. I'm joined with my host, Mr. T-Bone.
What's up?
Terry, how's it going?
Going good, man. How you doing today?
I'm wonderful. And we are joined by two lovely, beautiful women on today's episode, a special Memorial Day weekend episode.
Yeah.
My beautiful wife, Ashley. Ashley, how are you?
Hey, guys. Doing good.
The Eiffel Tower's live.
And my second beautiful wife, Emily. How's it going?
That is true. I'm not sure how he does this with two women.
Emily is my wife's best friend, the godmother of one of our kids, and kind of like our personal chef.
Yes.
So we thought she would be a great person to join us on this episode because we are talking grill out foods, summer grill out foods. And my man T-Bone is a stud on the grill.
Sometimes, you know. I try.
He tries. So I was like, you know, we were trying to come up with a topic for this weekend, and it just made sense that we had a grill out last weekend, and we're actually coming to you on a Sunday. Normally we film these on a Saturday, but yesterday's weather was just too beautiful, and the kids were out. We had a little grill out on the
sidewalk.
Yeah, we
massive, man. It was a meat fest.
It was a great time.
It was a lot of meat.
So we had to come to you on Sunday, and we'll just see what happens. But I think we should get started by, you know, Terry, tell us what's your favorite thing to grill?
Oh, man, my favorite thing to grill is definitely going to be wings and brats.
Brats?
Chicken thighs. Probably, you know, I'm going to have to go with my chicken thighs, man. They're the
bomb. I thought
you
were going to say that.
My chicken thighs are sweet.
Chicken thighs are phenomenal.
Yeah, soak them bad boys in some Italian dressing.
So how do you, tell me your recipe.
I thought you used, don't you use Old Bay?
I use Old Bay.
Yeah, I need a nut.
That's my favorite seasoning to use.
Old Bay.
What do we call that? What is it called? Like the Hunter's Ridge Special or something like that?
Yeah, we call it the Hunter's Ridge Special, man.
So tell us, walk us through how do you prepare the chicken thighs? What's the seasoning? You don't have to give us the special sauce if you don't want to.
I'll give you the special sauce.
But for out there
sauce.
Listening, this
it's
is...
dark meat. It don't matter. It makes itself.
Yes. This is a delicious chicken thigh, and I could eat this stuff like every single grill.
So I'll change it up a little bit. Usually I soak it in olive oil, or I soak it in Italian dressing for a couple hours. And then I season it with some Old Bay, as Emily called out.
Yeah.
And then I use a little bit of other seasonings, a little bit of pepper.
That's the secret. You can't tell us what
I can't tell you the other secret, but it's a little spicy. I'll tell you, I call it, it's slap your mama.
That's what's the spice is called?
Slap your mama. That's the spice.
The thing's called your mama.
Throw them bad boys on the grill, man, and away
she
goes.
So you take them out, you take the chicken thighs, they're soaking in olive oil, you take them out, and then you cover them in the Old Bay and the slap your mama.
Yeah, you basically soak them in olive oil so it gets that juice in them, or Italian dressing, whatever you prefer. Sometimes I do, like I said, sometimes I do either or. And then once I take them out, I put them in another bowl. I throw all the seasoning in it, mix them up, take them to the grill, and then I'll season each side on the grill.
So you put them on the grill and they're seasoning, and then as they're cooking, you re-season them?
Yeah, I use my secret slap your mama on one side or the other.
Where do you buy slap your mama?
You get it anywhere, I think. I get it at Meijer.
Never seen it?
No.
Is it a hot sauce then?
No, it's like a spicy hot. It's not hot, but it's like a spice. It's good.
T-Bone can season some stuff. He throws some stuff out there what were you cooking last night?
Last
that chicken
night,
was like...
The chicken I flavored up a little bit last night. Joe cooked it. I'm not a good chicken cooker. I usually overcook my chicken. I got struggles with the chicken on the grill.
Me too.
It's tough. But one of our neighbors, he's really good. And last night's was just, again, soaked in. I'm an olive oil guy.
How long do you put in the olive oil? Like hours?
Hours. Just a couple hours. If you're going to grill something and you're going to season it, you want to soak it in something to give it that moisture.
Yeah.
I think you're either an olive oil person or a butter person.
Definitely.
What are you?
I'm a butter person.
I probably won't live long.
I'm a butter person.
Is olive oil worse than butter? I would think
prefer
butter. Would be,
butter.
Yeah.
I think olive oil would be healthier than butter.
That's what I think. Makes everything come out better.
I don't think it really matters.
Ellie, you don't do a whole lot of grilling, right? You're more like in the kitchen.
Ellie's a good cook.
I don't mind to grill.
She's a great cook.
I don't mind to grill, but I would probably say more kitchen.
And you follow like a bunch of skinny recipe bloggers on YouTube. Not YouTube, but Instagram and stuff like that.
I do. I just try to...
We reap the benefits because she goes and she finds all these random recipes that are relatively healthy. And nice. I mean,
and I also don't like leftovers.
She doesn't like leftovers.
Fact about me. So
I hate leftovers.
If I cook something, I don't ever eat it again, cook, usually. Yeah.
Salmon, I'm the same way.
Yeah. Don't like to eat it over.
Yeah, my wife, in the same way, she likes to eat stuff, leftovers. I'm like, I'm not eating that junk.
See, when I cook,
when microwaves are not good. Microwaves are the devil.
That's I hate a microwave, too. I have the same problem.
When we're doing, like, brats and mets, I'll cook, like, double of them because I can just warm them up for lunches all week. And that's just an easy lunch.
I guess I could eat grill out leftover.
I mean, yeah, grill out's a little different. I think I'm with Ashley. I mean,
those Queen Emily. City Queen City sausages.
Oh, hell yeah.
Think you
What's
keep,
your favorite
you
kind
keep,
of met?
You keep them in business.
My favorite met?
Yeah, like, what
chorizo.
Brand?
Chorizo. It's not really a met, but it's a chorizo brat. You ever had a chorizo brat?
I don't think I have.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Juicy, spicy. All brats are juicy, but the chorizo is...
I didn't know chorizo was considered a brat.
Oh, man. It, well, it's not.
Is it a Mexican
But they
brat?
Make it. Or yeah, Mexican it's like a... I don't know. Yeah. Mexican. I don't know. It's just freaking delish.
So I saw someone the other day that was dipping... I think it was brats. They were actually, like, dipping them in beer.
Yeah.
Like, before, like, themselves.
Yes.
And then putting them on the grill.
Oh, yeah. So which one thing which you do with the brats or mets, you boil them in beer.
Oh.
Really?
So, yeah. Get one of your beers that you just, it doesn't really matter. It just gives it that beer brat flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I use a dark beer if I do it. If I have time, I'll boil them. Boil them in the house for about, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. Just get them nice and boiled in that beer. Take them off. So I'm on the grill.
How's it like
good, so good.
Boiling beer? Does that make your whole house smell like a brewery?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
So you boil it on there, and then you take those off. And they're already pretty much cooked, and you're going to the grill just to, like,
cooked.
Char
just,
them up and stuff.
You're charring them up on the grill. Because some people like their brats burnt, you know?
Me, I do.
You like yours burnt? A lot,
yeah.
of, you know,
I mean,
a lot of Midwesterns,
I
find.
I like a mid-crisp. Not like,
I like
a real dark.
I like, I like a mid-crisp, too. I like a nice mid-juicy... Just squirts out, right? You know, it's like squirts in your mouth, you know, like.
And what do you like, Emily? Yours is real. You like them like.
I mean,
charred
I like
up.
Them more towards the well done side.
She
I don't want to
charred.
Yeah.
She likes it dark.
Likes it dark. Dark.
It happens. So do you? So when I'm grilling, I know, I mean, I think it's challenging to grill for a large amount of people. Like, you got little kids. Like when we have grill outs and stuff in the neighborhood, you got. All the kids that want their hot dogs and stuff, and then we're doing burgers and chicken, and we did steak at the same time
last
night.
Steak last night.
It's very hard, I think, to
manage your cooking
manage
times.
That and coordinate all that. And you're also trying to match with the sides. And I feel like I'm on an episode of Hell's Kitchen where he's like, the beef Wellingtons aren't done, but the risotto is.
I don't care what else is not ready. I just want some food now.
And you got to try to match everything at the same time. So how do you handle?
So you're not a master griller yet?
I'm not. I'll give it to T-Bone on this. He knows how to grill better than I do. And this is my summer. I'm going to learn how to grill.
Yeah, so every griller has their particular way they do things, right? So typically, you either start with the beef, which you call beef is like your brats and mets, hot dogs. Or you start with your meats, which is like your steaks, your chicken. You want to go in an order to where you keep people fed.
Yeah.
Which keeps the main course at the end. Like, chicken takes longer to make.
Right.
Chicken on a grill is going to take at least 25 minutes, depending on the thickness of the chicken.
And then you got to time it up with the stuff that's going on inside.
Exactly.
Like potatoes. Now that,
well,
you're going to need a little lead time.
You do, but that's if, I mean, now you're getting into like a super grill out. Like, if we're
well,
doing
that's
like,
how I like
Memorial Day
out.
Weekend. We're doing like making mac and cheese and stuffed potatoes and all that stuff, man. Yeah, that's. So in your scenario, that's where it takes more than just a griller. You're going to need someone on the inside
right.
going, hey, I'm making
I like every
pasta,
meal
whatever.
To be a super meal.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think next weekend's going to be a major super meal.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be coming to, I think we
I
might
know.
Even try to do
like
a live mid-party broadcast.
It's going to be like
weekend.
A pig roast.
We are doing a pig roast. I found out about this 2 days ago from my wife. Who,
same here.
Who made plans with all the women in the neighborhood. They were.
That was the night of our party, our men's get-together. You guys decided this
yeah.
pig roast.
So we're doing some big pig
were
roast.
You part of that?
I heard about it, though, yeah.
We might, my father-in-law has his own pig roaster thing on a trailer. He's going to come over. I guess he's going to start it at his house, or he's going to start it here and he's spending the night. I don't know. The
yeah, it
logistics.
It takes like 20 hours to roast a hog.
I have no
Is
idea.
Is it a whole hog?
I think
I don't
they're
know.
Trying. They still haven't secured the pig yet.
So is he doing just loins? What's
you
he doing?
Do,
what?
You can do like either the whole hog or you can just do like the parts.
Right.
So because I think she called one person today and we didn't know how many we were feeding because I think she said like 70, but I think it's going to be more like 50. I mean, I don't know. These weekends parties and you guys out there that live 50, in these neighborhoods damn. That have, you know, multiple families with multiple kids, like it's sometimes there's middle of the Saturday afternoon. You're like, wow, there's a lot of people here. Right. Everybody's moving around. And I don't even really know how many people in our neighborhood come to our parties. Like,
Say 50. We're going to have to get like the blue tape out and mark off 6-foot spaces.
You are.
Holy yeah, shit.
I know we were going to try.
Space it out. You're going to need like,
depending on the weather, I think the women were talking about doing multiple kiddie pools if it's like really hot, because Memorial Day is kind of the kickoff the summer, the pools open. Yeah. You know, private pools now. I don't think we're going to have public pools, but who knows?
Maybe who knows? Will. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, grilling is tough. Like I said, back to that. And like Emily said, you got to time it, man. But last night, we timed it good. Last night was a surprise grill out, really. I mean,
and we were doing charcoal. Charcoal is like, I don't mess with charcoal.
Charcoal is tough, man. Charcoal, but the food tastes so much better. If you ever had charcoal, it's so much. The food, just the flavors there.
Yeah.
Tastes better. And that was first time using Gene's charcoal grill, the Weber, which is nice.
Yeah. I just think it's, we were talking about this last night, but I think like a charcoal grill is perfect for like a Memorial Day weekend where you're going to be grilling all day and it's like a big party. But like, if I just want to cook a couple things on a Saturday, on a Tuesday night for my family, I think a charcoal grill is just too much work.
It is too much work. I mean, gas.
It's like 45 minutes to even get hot. To
yeah.
Use.
Propane's good. Yeah. It takes about 30 minutes or so, 20 minutes.
Did you guys have a photo shoot with the charcoal grill out there?
You should have. I didn't take any photos. I was too busy cooking.
Yeah.
Getting yelled at by one of my neighbors.
Yeah. We have another neighbor who we're working. We got to work out the details with his agent, with our booking agent, to see if he can get on.
Yeah,
the
he's like highly
demanding. He's a demanding person.
Very
he's got
demanding.
His own tailgate for all the Bengals games, and he appears like he is this master chef that cooks for all these people, and he likes to give T-Bone a hard time on everything he's doing wrong.
I think he's just
on the
jealous.
Grill.
Yeah, I think he's just jealous how good I am.
He said that. What did he say? He said everything needs to rest for 5 minutes.
Yeah, he likes letting meat rest.
I'm like, just eat it. I get that with a steak, but not like chicken. I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, you can let it rest and cool. Typically, you let it rest anyways because it's not like people are just grabbing it. I mean, you know what I mean?
So you don't burn your mouth.
It's 1 million
right.
Take a bite. Right.
Well, he was saying, which I mean, if this is actually true, it makes sense. He's like, when you cook a meat, the muscle tendons or something in the meat tighten up when it's hot, and then it brings it off and it loosens it up, and that's what gets the juices out.
Yeah, I'm not a master chef like that.
Yeah, man. That seems like a little bit higher.
Where did he go to cooking school?
It looks like it's higher.
I think he went to his own secret cooking school called the show TV show cooking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he said he watches a lot of TV shows. That's why he's like, I watch a lot of cooking shows.
Let me get this straight. I've never watched TV shows, but my family owned a restaurant. I owned a restaurant. Yeah, I don't know how to cook. I'm not sure.
I will tell you, I have watched a lot of cooking videos, and I've never heard the thing about
the resting?
No, I've heard the thing about the resting, but the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, there's no...
Yeah, I mean, that's the first time I've ever heard of it, so...
And I thought that was, like, with steak.
Yeah, I've always heard with steak, like, let it rest for 5-6 minutes, but never with, like, burgers and chicken. That seems wild to me.
I didn't let it rest, but that steak was friggin' moist last night.
Moist. Yeah, so the
kids were killing it.
T-Bone and myself are normally the ones out on the grill. My wife, Emily, they're the ones that are inside. So what are your guys' favorite dishes to complement, you know, a big cookout? You know, obviously you're going to have the mac and cheese and the baked beans, but is there any, like, recipes or ideas or spins or twists on those everyday classics?
Ashley loves cooking so much.
My wife is beautiful, great. She's a fitness instructor. She's a smoke show. But her strength is maybe not in the kitchen. She doesn't like... I mean, when she does cook, she's good at it. She just likes to do other things like watch TV.
Yeah, so. What did you cook the other day? It was really good.
Let me get this straight. My wife loves to cook, but she loves to watch TV.
She doesn't love to cook. But
you
she
cook
could
and watch
cook.
TV at the same time.
If she was off on her own and
watching
we
TV is your talent.
Yeah, she's really good at watching The Voice.
Well, let's hear The Voice.
How do you come back from that? Okay, guys. Well, welcome me to the show.
I know.
Now.
Well, in your defense, you had to take a TV timeout. One of our kids ran in and needed something, so she got to run out of the show. So she just came back in. Like we said, this is an authentic podcast. We got, you know, we're raising families as we're trying to build an empire. So. It is what it is.
That's what it takes, man.
It is what it is.
Exactly. So my thing is, eating is out of necessity. I enjoy it. I enjoy a good recipe. I mean, I like to eat. I like when it tastes good. However, I eat so fast that when you take 2 hours to make food and then you take 7 minutes to eat it, it's not there for me. That efficiency does not make sense. So if somebody else wants to cook for me, I'm all about it. And if I can make something that's quick and easy, I'll do it. But if I'm going to dirty 1 million dishes and then cook for 17 hours, not worth it for me.
Wow.
I agree with it. I do understand part of that. Like when I have like a big family party or something and I'm grilling or cooking the food, by the time like the food's ready, I'm not even really hungry anymore. And obviously you're in your grill and you're probably taking a hot dog off or whatever while you're doing it. But I love the process of it. But then sometimes at the end, I'm like, I'm not even really that hungry.
I think I like the process. Well, no, that's not true, because I do like to eat a lot, but I like the process of it more than maybe they're equal.
I could
stand in the kitchen forever and just like,
I think there's people that like that and people that,
yeah.
And that's why this is such a great relationship.
Works out perfect.
You love that and my family loves to eat it. So
yeah, I just
and I will sit there.
It doesn't bother me to be in there for 2 hours.
Yeah. I don't know, which I think is very odd. You and I are alike in a lot of ways.
I mean, some people do crafts.
You do that too.
Well, I do.
And
yeah.
You do puzzles.
And some people do puzzles.
She's actually an 80-year-old.
But you know what I don't
everybody.
Do?
We had,
wow.
to, watch, we had to get a
I
walker.
I don't watch TV.
We had to get a walker and a step stool for Emily to get up on the show today.
Exactly.
And we had a pumper full of like Advil so her joints wouldn't hurt while she
exactly.
was talking.
I don't watch TV though. That's the hobby I don't have.
Yeah, well, we have to watch TV because our kids watch YouTube. So
that's Ashley's talent.
So with one of the sides on a cookout, I think, is potatoes of some sort. What is your favorite potato recipe? You can obviously do them mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, twice baked potatoes. I'm sure there's other things I'm forgetting, but what's your favorite go-to?
I'm not really a huge mashed potato fan. I usually just take like baking potatoes and I chop them into like little like
dice
circles and I lay them in a pan and butter them up.
Yeah.
Put a bunch of spices on them and bake them for a while, and then I put like cheese and ranch and bacon on top of them, like
nice.
A cheesy ranch potato with grill out. I would say that's probably my go-to.
Nice.
You ever grill potatoes?
Yeah,
it just takes so long.
It takes a little
bit.
Then
you're talking about the timing again.
Yeah, it takes about the grill of potato. You want to boil it first. Usually I boil it.
Yeah.
And then I'll grill
it. I've never done that.
I'll wrap it. You boil them. Get them nice and soft.
What's the boil do? Just to like soften
them
off?
Yeah, soften them up. Then you cook them on the grill. You wrap in foil soaked in olive oil.
Yeah.
Man, I made them the other day, and my son Cameron never eats, and this kid ate like 3 baked potatoes.
Really?
I'm like, just keep eating, kid.
I love baked potatoes.
I like them when they're in those foil packets, like the red potatoes on the grill with like shrimp and whatever else. Yeah, I like to.
And what is
I got
the,
a go-to on the potatoes for Emily to try.
Yeah.
Dice them up, soak them in Italian dressing, and then bake them in the oven, cover it with shredded cheese.
Soak them before you bake them.
And bake and put it in there. You're basically you're going to basically cook them in the Italian dressing.
Infuse them almost. Wow.
And then when
T-Bone's
you pull them
the master
out,
of the seasoning. I'm telling you, he's got all these like weird.
It's like cheesy potatoes, cheesy Italian potatoes. What
he'll
I call them.
He'll be like, "Yo, take this sack
of
potatoes,
put them on the grill.
Put them in your mailbox for 2 days. The sun's gonna get that. the sun's gonna brown them up real nice. You bring them in. You put them under your couch for another 3 days.
Exactly.
And then by the time you're ready to actually cook them, motherfuckers,
you are
perfect.
They're sprouted. You are sprouted.
Hey, I could give you a sunny side up egg on the hood of your car, man. Come on.
Sometimes in the summertime, I would love to try to cook an egg on some of these driveways in the heart of the summer when it's 100 degrees out, just to see if it's possible.
What temperature do you think it has to be at?
110.
What temperature? I don't
no,
know.
Not 110. 95.
Let's go to the iPhone.
We actually, that's a random story, but we were out in
Palm Springs
in like, I mean, I think it was like 110 degrees out. My wife was out there for a fitness convention, and it was so hot that we couldn't, and our pool was right outside our room, but you could not just walk to the pool without shoes on, or else you would literally burn your feet off. So we would have to walk with sandals, turn them upside down, get in the pool. But when you were sitting in the pool, you could just see the steam coming off the concrete. It was that hot out there.
So your egg, the temperature, depending on what kind of egg you want. Scrambled eggs, fried, eggs over easy, 144 to 158 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So it was going to take some time.
Yeah, at the most, to cook an egg is 144 degrees. Poached eggs, egg white omelet, hard-boiled eggs.
We were talking about eggs this morning, actually.
Yeah, so tell us your, because I never heard of this egg thing. So she's got this ingredient that she adds to her scrambled eggs that are like, it takes it up to a different level.
Wow. I don't think they're ready for this. I don't think
Emily, share it with our audience. And you guys are out there, I highly recommend, if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I need to figure out something I'm going to cook for breakfast on Sunday morning for your family, this is a great added addition.
So, well, first of all, when you cook eggs, you have to cook them pretty low. Low and slow. You gotta add some. You gotta add a little like cheese in there, like cream cheese, or some people don't like it, but I add cottage cheese. You just add a little couple scoops there when you're mixing them up, and just the creamiest eggs of all time.
Yeah, it's like
they're delicious. Really good.
They are very creamy. I'm not a cottage cheese fan, but the cream cheese, I was down for it. How much cream cheese? You just put like a scoop in, or
like a couple tablespoons.
Yeah, try it.
She takes like a deep breath.
Maybe. But we usually make a lot of eggs though.
Yeah, so
that's six people eating the eggs, so we have a lot of eggs.
How many eggs do you go through, Terry, with all your kids?
We go through about 3 cartons a week.
Yikes! I think he's got us beat.
Totally.
Yeah. So like my breakfast usually is, I usually eat hard boiled eggs, and that's what I eat for breakfast.
Oh, every day during the week. Like we only really eat eggs.
Because I can go on the go.
Yeah. Do you hard boil your own eggs?
Of course. Normal people do.
Emily, just give me a second. Let me just bring
this back.
You buy
hard boiled eggs?
Terry.
Could we be any more basic?
Wow.
We don't have time to boil our own eggs. We have to buy them boiled.
So here's my thing.
I made fun of her for this for the longest time. I'm glad somebody else thinks it's strange.
Well, they come in a package of 2, and they're very handy.
And they're like $1 million.
They're not $1 million, Emily. Close. I would even buy them for you if you wanted them, if you were nice. But looks like that's not going to happen. So if you give me an easy way to boil them where that skin comes off super fast every time and they're a perfect hard-boiled egg, I'll think about it. But peeling them, it's a bitch. And so maybe I don't want to do that all the time. So if you hard boil your own eggs, Terry, I want to know how you do it.
So I just basic hard boil, which is what you want to do. The trick to get the skin to peel off is when you take them out of the water, put them in an ice bucket.
Okay.
Soak them in an ice bucket with ice and water about 10, 15 minutes, and then put them in the fridge. And I promise you, when you crack that egg, it's going to go.
All right.
Mine peel right off every time.
I'll try it.
It also depends how old your eggs are. Like, if they're, like, eggs that you just got at the store that day, they don't ever peel as easily. If they're, like, a week old, then...
I never had that issue.
Yeah, they... The ones
3
you, like,
cartons
get,
of eggs a week is impressive.
It is really impressive. Although, I get through a lot of eggs. I eat a lot of eggs.
So, when I was...
I like eggs.
When
like
I was
egg
still...
Sandwich.
Before I owned my own business and I worked from home a lot, I would... before we had kids, I would just take an egg... crack it into a like either a mug or a bowl, put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, put 2 pieces of toast on, and just make my own egg sandwich for my ride into work, and it was amazing.
Yeah, you do that. Some guys do it in a coffee mug.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Eiffel Tower leaving us.
I made breakfast pizza this morning.
So back to the grill out food. We've kind of covered potatoes. How do you feel about grilling or cooking vegetables for like a grill out food? What would be your vegetable pairings for, Memorial Day weekend grill out?
Maybe like a kebab. I used to grill kebabs all the time, but I haven't done that in a while.
Kebabs are good.
That seems like a
I always buy my kebabs though. I always go to the store and buy them. Not with the meat on
them though. I think you just do a vegetable kebab. Yeah. Because then when you put the meat on them, then the meat doesn't get done. Like with the chicken situation you were talking about.
Yeah, it's really hard when you have things that cook really quick and then like chicken or steak that cooks slower. And
yeah, but kebabs are different. So you can cook a chicken kebab and a steak kebab at the same time, basically. Yeah. Smaller meat. You're really just... You're talking a steak typically anyways. You only cook a steak for like maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I stopped actually grilling steaks. So I don't grill them anymore.
Chicken's hard, but when you cut chicken up and like a kebab, it actually cooks faster.
Really?
Yeah, my chicken breasts are thick, so my chicken breasts always take me. They always say you want to cook chicken for, 30 minutes at least, I think.
And did you know that Emily took... She's like a certified food... safety person. She like had to go because she started her own little business.
Came down and saved my ass last night from our neighbor. Then that'd have been nice.
Actually just gonna crack it. Guys, this is my first one. I'm really nervous about it.
Oh, that's
now we feel better. A little backstory on Emily, which she could probably tell us, but she started her own little healthy lunch.
Nice.
It was a meal prep business.
Yeah, it was a meal prep business. She would meal prep for you. And then you would come on like Sundays and pick them all up.
Wow.
But to do all that stuff, she had to take this like food safety exam. So she knows like the temperature that needs to be to cook chicken or steak.
See,
or
I was good. I said 30 minutes and she said, yeah, 30 minutes.
I mean, it's more about the temperature, but
it's always about
depending on the thickness of the, I butterfly chicken. So it's thinner. So I don't have that issue.
I usually do that, but when I soak them, that thick, juicy piece of chicken is just, man. Like last night's chicken was the bomb. But I didn't make the chicken. Really I just seasoned last night's chicken.
I have ribs cooking right now. I'm trying a new rib recipe. So, in the oven.
5 hours?
And I'm
like 4.
Nice.
So I've never really, and you said that I have to like put it on the grill afterwards and like char them up or something?
He's going to take all the credit for this, I hope you know.
No, I'm not going to take it. I'm going to say this is how I cook ribs. I cut them in half. I put them in a crock pot and I just dump, or actually I don't think I even dump any sauce on them yet. Or maybe I do. I don't remember. And then I just put them on. I turn the button on and I turn it on for 6 hours. And 6 hours later, it's like the best tasting ribs in the world. They literally just fall off the bone. And that's what I do.
Wow.
Real simple. People out there with kids, if you're looking for a real easy way on like a Sunday night at dinner that you want to, you know, kind of be nice, crock pot ribs, baby.
We could do a whole episode on crockpot meals.
We probably will. Maybe we should do that in November
especially now with crockpot Mondays.
So why is that? What is up with
that? We just started crockpot Mondays. I don't know. Ashley actually cooks usually on crockpot Mondays.
So Ashley defines cook. Crockpot Mondays. It's a crockpot, but Ashley's going to cook.
Yeah, you just throw them in there.
That's pretty good.
I'll come down. So since we're working at home right now, I will come down to cook my meal, typically around lunchtime, maybe late morning. And sometimes, you know.
Way to get a good jump start on it.
Thank you. So sometimes I'll be passing this handsome, what do we call you, Andyman?
Andyman. Yeah.
So sometimes I'll be passing him.
Is it Andy now?
As I'm trying to. Will you just let me tell my great story about how, if this is a cooking
show, how she prepares the meals?
Then yes. And so I will be preparing, aka getting the meat out of the package, maybe sticking it in the crock pot and getting any sauces needed to go on top. And I'll say, I'm just here cooking dinner. And he says, are you cooking it or is the crock pot cooking it? And I'm like, well, I'm doing a lot more work than you are right now, so.
That's actually a pretty, a philosophical debate. Like, chicken or egg, like, are you cooking or is the crock pot cooking? I don't know. Who cooked me dinner? I couldn't tell you.
The crock pot.
Well, who's cooking right now? Emily or the oven?
Wow, too deep. That's real deep. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Is the oven cooking it or is Emily cooking it?
I think the oven. Anytime you prepare something and stick it in something and walk away, you're
right now the oven is doing the work.
Guess what, guys? The oven, the microwave, the grill, it all does the cooking.
Oh, whoa. The grill has to be manned or womaned.
Way to be politically correct.
Has to have an individual.
Not all men. Women can grill too.
That's what I just said.
I know. That's why I love it. It needs to be man or woman.
I have no idea how to turn a grill on. I think you have to put some gas on and then you press a button, maybe.
If your igniter still works, but if it doesn't, you gotta like fire. Use like a
that's
little
just getting
candle
the fire started. Then you gotta man.
Fun
the fire.
Fact about me: I almost burned down my house with a grill.
How'd that work? Tell us.
Too close to the house.
Legitimately.
Well, no, it actually was not my fault. And I, so the fire department was at my house 4 times in a month. That it's not all related to the grill.
Well, you
but
just
want
to
time,
see a fireman.
This was
you?
Time yes. number
yeah.
three.
This was how she was trying to like spit game.
Get my
like,
heels.
Me. I almost burned my house down again. Hey, Emily, what's your number?
Okay, it's the same guy, the same shift, everything. Showed up their house four times.
Okay, the first 2 times was not because of a grill. It was because of another situation. And the last time wasn't because of the grill. The third time was because of the grill. And I was trying not to call the fire department. I actually called my dad first, and he told me to hang up and call the fire department because he couldn't do anything. So my grill sits on my porch. Well, not right now because it's put away. We just had the winter. I haven't got it out yet. Yeah. I realize it's May. It's not out yet. Anyway, normally it sits on my porch, and an animal chewed through the gas line from the propane tank. And so when I turned it on, it was like warming up, and then eventually I noticed that like the knobs on the front were super hot, and then they started melting off. And so I tried to turn them off, melted off completely. Then I went to turn off the gas, like the propane tank, and I had a faulty tank that the tank wouldn't turn off.
So it was just
basically burning the grill.
Good thing
which
you didn't
sits
have like a candle
lit
or something. You'd burn your house down.
Yeah, so
that's why she almost burned her house down.
Yeah. I called the fire department. My dad actually got there before the fire department and was a lot smarter than me in that situation. I didn't even think to go get the hose and like, you know.
Well,
put water
we're glad
on it.
That you didn't have to burn your house down.
I just moved away from the house and watched it burn.
So Becca,
not the house, the grill.
Yeah,
I mean the
so
grill.
The house didn't burn down. But
I moved away from both. But.
Back to the fireman situation. Was the same fireman there 4 times?
No. It was the same the first 2 times.
Oh, see, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's
but that was because they came back just because I got nervous. Okay, this is off topic. This
She's also a huge hypochondriac.
Yeah.
Love it.
So unrelated to the grill, it's because of carbon monoxide. So actually, I also used to have a wood-burning stove in my basement. I used to be a pioneer woman and would keep my house warm from a wood-burning stove. And it can release carbon monoxide, and I woke up in the middle of the night one night with the carbon monoxide detector going off, so I had to leave right away. They came, and it was from the wood-burning stove, so got rid of that, and aired out the house. It was fine. A little PSA to get a carbon monoxide detector if you don't have one.
It's important.
It is. And then they came back, like, the next day to, like, test the levels in my house just because I was, like, I am a little on the paranoid side.
Nice.
That actually kind of, I think that almost happened here because we have dogs that kind of jump up and get, and we had babies and we have food all the time everywhere, and the dogs were jumping up and they hit the, we had something on our stove and they hit the knob to turn the knob on. And so they turned our gas oven, our stove top on when we weren't there. I think I was in California.
Yeah,
I was out of town.
You literally were not here. You were elsewhere. So Emily and I, we went somewhere with the kids, came home. I walked into the door and was like, oh my gosh, something's going on here. Looked over at the stove, and yes, one of the burners was just slightly on. So I had to send Emily with our kids to her house to just kind of hang out there. And then I called, and the fireman came.
Yeah.
And Katie,
that was not in the same month that it was not my house.
I was getting ready to ask the question. There's a lot of firemen coming to people's houses right now.
I know, right?
Should
I be worried?
And Emily,
maybe I should be a fireman.
Emily was even like, do you want to stay here at my house with your kids and I'll go just to make sure everything is good? And I'm like, no, these are my firemen. Don't you try to steal my firemen right now.
I was sitting in on Hollywood Boulevard on a dinner in California, and I got a text message from my neighbor. It wasn't even from my wife. Didn't even hear from her. It was is everything okay? I see a fire department down at your house, and I'm like, what is going on?
Well,
I taught her all the tricks,
how to get the firemen to come to your house.
Yeah, I wild.
So damn, I called. So I called them, and then I did my hair and makeup, and then I came back over here.
Well, she's all beautified.
It isn't a lie, guys. Those firemen, they know how to do it.
That's because they don't do anything all day. They just work out.
Listen, the Eiffel Tower came back without the kids. And she came back, or she came back with the kids, and Emily said, no, those are her kids.
And yeah. I walked out like this. Don't worry about it.
I just need my hair done. Does that song go?
Well, speaking about putting fires out, so...
My hair's done. Hair whip.
And this actually...
It's close.
I think I'm the king of segues, because I just know how to connect the dots here. So,
well, not when you talk about it.
We're talking about putting fires out.
You called yourself out right there.
But one thing that I've always been curious about when you grill is, you always have a bottle of water that you're like, you keep by the grill with a little hole in the thing, and you spray it on the grill.
Is it because you're afraid you're going to catch your house on fire?
What is that all about?
No, because my grill's way away from my house.
You're afraid an animal crawled in and chewed up the gas lines.
I'll get to that question, but to you, I did have that happen, actually. I had a faulty tank, and it had actually caught my grill on fire. Hose going up into it. Didn't realize you do the same thing. You warm up the grill. Not thinking about it.
The fireman told me that it actually happens a lot more than you would think.
Yeah, I had a towel hanging down there.
Oh, really?
So I always used to hang a towel. You know, I'd always go out, new clean towel, hang on the grill, something to wipe my hands off with, you know, because I don't like using paper towels all the time because that's a waste.
Yeah.
Because you can wash a towel.
Maybe you should have another episode about recycling.
But
you should ask my mom to be a guest for that one. She's like queen recycler.
See, there you go. That's why it's all on my ass about.
But yeah, it caught on fire, and same thing. But the bottle of water really is just to keep the grill cool, to try to control the temperature a little bit more.
So for those out there that are not as seasoned as grillers as you are, explain like what that means. So you say, hey, I want to cook some burgers tonight. How would you use the water bottle?
So usually when you grill that much on a gas grill, it gets really hot and the grease will flame up.
Yeah.
So you want to try to keep that from flaming everything up and burning everything. So I use a water bottle.
Gotcha.
To keep it down, to keep it, you know, to keep
the grill. So you're just spraying it on like the grease.
Just spraying on the grill, yeah. I mean, it's nothing fancy. Sometimes it helps with a little bit. It gives you that smoky flavor a little bit, but the main real reason is to really just keep the flames down, to keep it from burning the food, charcoal in the food.
So I saw, it was probably the first time you grilled this year, you were doing shrimp. And
yeah.
What'd you put in that shrimp? Because it was like, this is the first part. Second part, I'll ask Emily about this. But so what'd you do with your shrimp on your grill? How do you grill shrimp?
She's tired.
There you go.
So my shrimp, man, I'm a southern boy. So, you know, my seafood is really my specialty is my seafood. The shrimp. It depends on what you want. I can do them on a kebab. Typically, you know, to do them quick, if I do them on a grill, again, I use soak them in Italian dressing with some Old Bay sauce.
Of course.
Then,
Old Bay, baby. This episode is sponsored by Old Bay.
I know. Old Bay and...
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
The local neighbor kids.
Yeah, we just got a local drop-off. Somebody must be cleaning out their house.
Katie is, yeah.
So we get new toys. Cool.
So I mean, you basically just boil them.
Yeah.
And then you're not really cooking. The only time you're really cooking shrimp on the grill is if you put them on a kebab and you grill them that way. But typically, I like to soak them in, like I said, Italian dressing with some Old Bay sauce. Man, you can never go wrong there.
Yeah.
Takes about.
It's also sponsored by Italian dressing.
I know.
3 minutes.
So you guys go through 3 cartons of eggs a week. How many gallons of olive oil you guys through?
And
or Italian dressing.
Italian dressing and olive oil. Wow. I just ordered some on the click list this morning, actually.
So, Emily, your dad, maybe it was last Memorial Day, I don't know. He did this recipe, was like shrimp and corn.
Oh, yeah, that's with the red potatoes.
Walk our viewers through what that
andouille
recipe
sausage,
is.
Sausage, like chopped up shrimp, corn, like half an ear of corn. And
each like a little packet of
in
foil
a foil packet, yeah, with red potatoes and Old Bay. Sponsored by Old Bay.
I'm gonna start making a mark. Every time we say Old Bay, I'm gonna be like, call them up. Yo, you owe us 15 cents or whatever it is.
But he uses butter. I'm a butter girl.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Butter in that, not the olive oil. And then you just wrap them up really good, and then put them on the grill for a long while, and they're
like,
delicious.
They were. They're kind of like a, I don't know. I felt like it was like a seafood broil without the seafood, I guess. But you would just open it up, and it was like, it was.
There's some shrimp in it, I think. Isn't shrimp and andouille. Yeah,
that's a southern dish too, really. Yeah. So I mean, that's called, we usually call that a shrimp boil. They do that a lot in Louisiana, New Orleans, where you take a big bowl on a fire.
Yeah, crawfish and stuff.
Crawfish, man, shrimp, potatoes, just like Emily just explained it, man. It's delish. Old Bay is definitely, I mean,
when I lived in Atlanta, they would have like a big crawfish boil where you would just go and you bought like a ticket and you just would eat as much crawfish as you wanted.
Oh, yeah. Usually you throw it down on a table. Yeah. It's like a brown. Take a brown, like,
let
a
me just tell you guys bag. Something that is banned in terms of coronavirus.
I think now they're banned.
A crawfish boil.
Because everybody's those, just eating and
they're just spitting
get
their juices
in there.
All over. Get
yeah,
in
you
there.
Can't do that right now.
Drinking lots of beer too. Swapping lots of germs.
We actually talked about this on one of our first episodes. I'm like, I would love to do it someday. I just don't know if I could really eat a crawfish because they look like freaking lobsters.
It just tastes like seafood.
Well, but don't they have like eyes and tentacles and shit?
Everybody's got eyes and tentacles, man. You just suck the head right off that.
Yeah, you gotta pop the head off.
Pop that thing right out.
I feel like I have witnessed you talking about sucking a head off of a crawfish three times. Like, this is like the third time in life I've seen you like.
Crawfish, man.
They are delicious.
Show me how to do
that. I don't get them up here.
That's because on Drinks and Driveways, we break the mold.
Always break the mold.
We are trendsetters.
We have always broken the mold from day one with this show. That's for sure.
Yes.
So what I do, back to cooking vegetables on the grill, which I don't really, and my wife can kind of weigh in on what the seasoning is, but I do asparagus a lot in the summertime.
I love asparagus, yeah.
And so what do you put, tell us what you put on your asparagus.
Old Bay, no.
Old Bay.
It's not.
Old Bay asparagus.
So what I use, it's called mixed up salt. It's like a salt, pepper, and then I don't even know what else is in it, but it's like a white container, but it's called mixed up salt. And it's delicious. And I use that on basically all of the vegetables that I do. So I use that, and then I also use just like a garlic powder.
Yeah.
Nice.
We did a lot of, do you do a lot of zucchini? We don't, we used to
used
do a
to.
Lot of
it. We used to grill it.
To
grilled
asparagus.
Yeah, I don't like asparagus unless it's on the grill.
Yeah, asparagus
for
me
is
gotta
be
on the grill.
In the oven.
Yeah, I don't like it. I gotta grill it.
Yeah.
But do you do like peppers and stuff a lot? Like as a side?
Oh yeah.
So what was, Ashley, what was that baked bean dish that had like tons of bacon in it and like bacon grease? I mean, it was super unhealthy.
Cowboy baked beans.
It was the best baked beans I have ever had in my life.
I haven't made it in a while.
There's a pound of bacon in those. And a pound of ground.
No, I've never had.
Tell the audience what this is.
I don't remember all the kinds of beans that are in them. I've only made them a couple times. But
northern beans?
Yeah, northern beans.
White northern beans are in there. The one that I used had like 4 cans of that. But then, it was like bacon and
ground beef. And you leave all the grease in there.
Yeah, you cook the bacon separately or something, right? And then you put it in there.
It should be called heart attack.
And then you
beans.
Take all of the grease from the bacon in the pan and you just dump it in the baked beans.
Wow.
And then it was like, brown sugar, maybe?
Oh, I'm sure there was brown sugar in there. Anytime you put brown sugar with bacon and baked beans, it's like,
I mean, it
delicious.
Was a heart attack waiting to happen, but it was, if I could have them once a week, or once, a, not once a week, but here we go. Speaking of our guy, we're still trying to look.
Hit mute.
Nothing. I got nothing, as usual. Nothing. We're up here drinking beers. No. I sent it to you yesterday. I was waiting on it. I was just getting ready to take bullshit. I'm the one who invented beers in the fucking driveway. Fuck your podcast. Suck balls. Goodbye. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
And there's the one we've been trying to get on the podcast.
Yeah, and as you can see, we're still at the negotiation table, and we're going to try to work it out. We're in a legal dispute over beers and driveways or drinks and driveways.
He's got nothing.
Yes, he's a character, and we'll get him in here on later in the summer. But
maybe I don't know.
I don't know.
It might cost you a lot.
It might cost us more than my contract of Miller Lite.
Yeah, that's a good point. So with beer and grilling, I think that's part of why I love grilling so much. you know, put Miller Lite aside, if you're going to have a beer to drink while grilling, what would you pick? Like, is it always going to be Miller Lite, or is it like a heavy beer, a light beer?
Always a light beer for me. I'm not a dark beer drinker.
Yeah.
I used to like a nice Corona or a Land Shark.
I've been drinking a lot of Corona right now. Just
yeah. Oh, a Land Shark.
Been drinking a lot of Miller Lite.
Sounds good right now, too.
Land Sharks is good.
I haven't had Land Shark in a long time.
Land Shark's really good. Buddy of mine in Chicago, they always used to come stay with us in the summer, 4th of July, his family and his wife. And he'd always get him Land Shark. That was his thing. So when we go to Chicago to see them for the weekends or whatever, whenever we go for a Notre Dame game, we'll drive over and check on them for a little bit, say hi. And he's got Land Sharks in his fridge all the time. It's great.
Yeah, Land Shark is really good.
It's a good change up from Miller Lite for me. Yeah.
And we've talked about this in the past episodes. It's like, I like to start changing things up because I don't know if I can just drink the same thing every single day or every, you know, right now I'm drinking Natty Seltzers probably 3 more days from this. So I'm going to switch it up to something else.
I will tell you though, as much as I love to change things up and I like a lot of different beer, Emily and I drink probably a total of 7 to 8 bottles of 19 Crimes red wine a week. So
we got a little wild this week and drank some Robert Mondavi.
Yeah.
We drank a couple bottles of wine. I thought I was the one with the problem, but maybe.
No wonder she feels sorry for her body. Shit.
Yeah.
I told my dad that today. He was, I was texting him earlier and he was telling me, you know, I'm just doing what I do every day. I'm a couple beers in, sitting out here listening to my tunes on my patio. And I said, well, drink one for me, Dad, because I haven't drank since Friday night because I went too hard. And he told me, you're my daughter and I never took you for a quitter.
That's awesome.
We should have saved all the wine corks that we drank during the time we were Corona. At home. We should have.
That would have been perfect.
It would have been probably scary.
We would have needed like a garbage can.
Yes.
My wife checked the finances yesterday. Not checked them, but we did our annual budget. She goes, hey, just so you know how much we spent on alcohol last month? I'm like, I really don't want to know. She goes, $420. I'm like, holy shit. That's a lot of beer.
That is a lot.
I mean, it's the spirit of coronavirus, though.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
It is, but at the same time, we eat out a couple times a week.
Yeah, I mean, really, you can tell her that that's like going out to eat 4 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll maybe have a couple of draft beers, maybe 2 draft beers, but once you buy all 3 of your kids a kids meal and you have a meal with tip, it's $120 for the family of 5 plus 1 with you, Emily. So it's
living my life.
So it's $120 and the food was mediocre and you didn't have to do dishes, but it's like, is that really worth it? So yes, spend it on the alcohol, dude.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, I'm trying.
I mean, alcohol sales have got to be up right now.
They are up, actually.
Alcohol sales
is through the roof.
It's one of the things that always go up in like pandemics and like times of you know, hardship or whatever, because it's just what people do. So, have you ever smoked anything like a smoker?
Which direction should this be?
We went grilling to smoking. No, I've never. I bought a smoker when I used to work at Duke Energy. I got a smoker through an anniversary gift. Tried it one time, and I hated it.
It just seems like a lot of work. I mean, I can't say that I don't like it because I've never done it before, but
it's a lot of work.
It seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, the only thing I smoked was a butt. It's funny, I smoked a butt. But, you know, we smoked this meat for one of our friend's birthday. She wanted a smoked meat, and I was like, all right, dude. It took us like 6-7 hours, man. By the time I was done smoking, I didn't want to eat because I drank so much damn beer.
I mean,
nowadays, I got good ones, though. Now you just throw it in there.
Yeah.
You can get your phone out.
The difference, I guess, in the oven and that, because sometimes the oven, you can cook things for a really long time.
You can also do it on a grill, just real low.
Or what?
I think, yeah, you put wood chips and stuff in.
The flavor gives it, so smoking meat gives it a flavor from the chips or whatever you want to put in it. You're basically,
you're
not cooking it with fire and you're not cooking it with gas. You're just cooking it with smoke.
Huh.
Yeah, so it like literally smoke. Changes the color of the meat.
I mean,
meat.
I've eaten it before, but I don't know that
so
I
like
know.
A whole, so just like, yeah, so like a whole hog. You said, the Eiffel Tower said her dad's going to cook it on a grill. They used to back in the day, you would actually make a pit, and they do this in Hawaii. We went to one where you take a whole hog and you cook it in the ground.
Yeah.
With smoke. It's pretty wild.
That's what your dad was talking about when
wild,
your parents
man.
Were over the other night, Emily.
My dad actually is a very good meat smoker. He smokes meat a lot. He has
He's got a smoker?
Yes, he does.
Awesome.
And he's very, I don't know, he uses it pretty frequently, but he doesn't mind to just like sit around for hours and
watch it.
Yeah.
Right. He's got a more up-to-date modern smoker.
Yeah.
Well, you get like I had to keep the flames going.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was old school.
Oh yeah.
This it is like old. His is like you just close it in and you
yeah.
kind of let it go
and you get
just,
like a notification on your phone like
yeah,
this is the temperature you're going to be ready.
Yeah,
no, that it is, dude. It's like
yeah.
they shut pumps.
You don't even
stuff.
Have to check it. Like you don't even have to open it up to check it. He just has like an app that he like scans something outside of it and it tells him like
what a
temperature
what a
it is.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Man.
So
what so for Memorial Day next week, what are you going to make? What sides are you going to make? What kind of skinny is, you know, you got a skinny dish for
skinny?
Mac and cheese.
Well,
or,
I don't know. I'm not been cooking very skinny right now.
Yeah.
Staying at home. I've been hitting the butter hard.
What's her name?
Atta girl.
chubby girl. That's why I thought you guys
your
were
alias
good.
Was chubby girl.
We're going to go with aliases
I'm
for
a
these
little,
two today.
I'm
it's
a little
be,
chubby right now in quarantine. It's fine.
It's going to be the chubby girl in the Eiffel Tower.
Gives you a reason to work for it, right? You got to know
right.
summer's coming.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll make those beans now that we're talking about them.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge bean fan, but it sounds kind of like fun to make.
Yeah.
All those meats involved. Probably like some mac and cheese. I don't know.
Yeah.
Potatoes. The possibilities are endless.
They really are, and I'm looking forward to whatever.
Notice
you
I didn't. I'm a chubby girl right now, so I didn't say one healthy thing.
I'm just gonna say that if you're the chubby girl, then I'm overweight. There's a problem right now. I'm looking at this girl, and I'm like, chubby my ass.
That's
if she's, if she's chubby, then I'm fat Sam again, but maybe something. I'm fat man. Then.
That's why we're allowed to call her chubby. Because if she was actually chubby, we couldn't call her chubby.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But we can now. But you can't see it. So
I'm sitting here down a six pack of Miller Lights, and she's like, "I'm chubby." I'm going.
Well,
I'm like,
I
gotta take
I
my shirt off real quick.
Though.
Let me check. Ooh,
yeah.
Not a keg yet.
So to wrap this up, one final thought. Memorial Day is usually the kickoff of summer. Obviously, this is a crazy, weird world we're in right now. What do you think the summer's looking like for, like, the kids and how do you think we're going to handle it? Like, do you think we're going to have pools? Do you think we're just going to be, have we already been living in the summer for the last month and a half?
I think.
I mean, I'm going to have a pool. I don't know.
We'll let the guest, I'll weigh in last.
Yeah. Let's go around
tower.
And say like, obviously.
I will tower I'm not going to say it because she ain't.
With the coronavirus and everybody's been quarantined, like, you know, summer vacations probably won't happen this year. If it is, it's going to be some sort of modified summer vacation. Maybe public pools won't be open.
So what's
Kings Island? What are you guys? What do you think? How do you think the summer's gonna go? Like, are we just living in limbo? Like,
so you don't know this, but Emily and I are trying to find somewhere to go for vacation. So,
newsflash, it's just gonna have to be drivable because nobody can get on a plane. Well, yeah. I guess you can. But
you can.
So we're looking cheap. At maybe a house or something like up.
By a body of water, like
lakes.
A lake.
Michigan, huh?
Something up there. Yeah, Michigan or just northern Ohio, somewhere where we can get a house, but still, like, go to the beaches, because hopefully all of that will be doable. Obviously, we're not doing anything soon.
Yeah.
But Emily and I are the kind of people that we need something to look forward to, or we feel like our...
Or you just keep staying chubby.
Yeah. you just keep staying chubby. If I have
shit.
A reason...
I'm going to be 300 pounds by the time this show goes.
I know, exactly. But... In terms of kind of the things that we're going to be able to go do, I feel like the last couple weeks where things have been relaxed just a little bit, I think that that's how the whole summer is going to be.
Yeah,
so
I think so too.
We're hanging out with our neighbors. Our kids are playing with other kids in the neighborhood. I think that parks might be closed for a while. I think that, you know, Rock and Jump's going to be closed for a while. So things that we typically do, I think, will be closed, but we'll kind of stay status quo. And Emily's parents have a pool that we go to a bunch, and they're gonna open it and we're gonna use it, so that will be
we'll see if I can get you a pool pass. There
you go.
Yeah. Pool pass.
It's their hideaway. Yeah.
The hideaway to Emily's parents' pool.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Tito, what do you think? How's life with the... Because you got... both your daughters are back from college now. Yeah. And they've been here since middle of March.
Yeah, so...
you've had like a six-month summer.
Yeah, so yeah, it's been crazy because I've been home the last 3 weeks. It's been nuts, but I think summer's going to be different. We got to drive down next month. First week of June, we got to go down and get all of Sydney's stuff out of her dorm. And they sent us a list of rules, masks, gloves.
Like one person in, one person
out.
Yeah,
like I'm going into a chemical warfare or some shit. No, it's precaution, man. I mean, because everyone's me gonna, you got special times, but I think with that, I think
he's back.
There he is. He's back. He's so happy. That guy's so happy. I bet he never gets laid.
Probably once or twice a year.
Yeah, if that. I think someone's going to go like it is now. I think people are going to loosen up a little bit. Like the Eiffel Tower said, I think kids are starting to play together. Neighbors are starting to hang out a little bit more and get relaxed. I think it's going to change. The world's going to change a little bit. People are even starting to go to bars now. I mean, everyone's seen the news.
Yeah, we opened up this weekend.
Everybody's at the bars.
It's really hard to do a podcast when you got some screaming idiot. Right?
I think it's great. I like it, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, the bars opening this week, or this coming week is when indoor bars open.
Well, they already, indoors. They had outdoor stuff, right?
What do you think it's going to be like to go to your first restaurant? I think it's going to be like, what am I supposed to do with my hands?
I'm itching to get out.
When are our ribs going to be done? Because you and I might go down for a beer.
They're not going to be done until 6:30.
Well, perfect.
6:30, so. Wow. So today might be the day.
Friends of ours are at a restaurant that has a very large outdoor area,
right.
And it's about 5 minutes from our house, so
nice. And
we might go take a little
outdoor area.
What
is that? Bucketheads?
Crimers?
No, at beer
Crimers
house.
Crimers is the beer
and
house.
Yeah. They moved the tables, so you know how the tables used to be really packed in there. They spread them all out, so it's pretty open. I saw pictures of somebody who was there last
online,
night, and it's really spread out and nice looking.
That place is always nice, anyway.
Yeah. And Barnesburg last night had tables in the parking lot.
Really?
And there were people just sitting out there. Like
everybody's surviving, man.
High top, yeah. So.
But yeah, I'm with the ladies. I think it's going to loosen up. I think people are just going to, it's got to come to a point to where it's like, all right, this shit's over. You know? I mean, it's a serious virus. It's very serious, but I think people are just, it's time. I mean.
Yeah, we're
we've
all
done everything we can
smart.
Do. Everyone's done it. Yeah. Everyone in this neighborhood.
We've stopped
I
making out
house.
With other people's wives and
yeah.
stuff. And so.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
You didn't tell him, did you?
Oh, yeah.
My thing is...
He's back.
Great.
There's nothing that is ever going to make us feel 100% okay with returning to our normal lives before this all happened.
Right.
So it's like you just have to do what you can do in order to make yourself and your family and the people around you as safe as you can. Don't be an idiot, but we don't all need to stay in our house and not see anybody forever. So it's like be cognizant, understand what you're doing, be smart, be safe, and that's it.
I think that was well said.
It was well said.
So with that, I want to thank everybody for listening to another episode of Drinks in the Driveways, and have a good Memorial Day weekend. Don't forget to remember what Memorial Day is really about, honoring those who serve. And I want to thank our beautiful guests.
Definitely a beautiful guest.
It's sad that they can't see us.
I know.
Since you talk about how beautiful we are.
We'll get the camera set up here eventually. We'll do live podcasts.
Yeah.
Wait till you guys see these ladies.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The chubby girl. Everybody's like, let's see the chubby girl.
I get to hang out with hot chicks.
I'm still in my
I like this DJ
here.
Thing.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. See ya.
Later.